This is Duchess Willow of EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com. Welcome to the Ebony Femdom Latex Escape Room. We meet again, another rotation around the pumpkin, and here you've arrived at your next escape room destination. Did you enjoy Mistress Rachel's kinky Hall of Holes? Because I certainly did. And as I told her, she must be rubbing off on me with the halls. And you must still be recovering from all that excitement. I have something a little more soothing. Or at least at first it will seem so. Are you ready to begin? Before you continue, if you have not completed the previous 6 escape rooms, please turn back now and start with the rules on Mistress Cassidy's escape room introduction to the 2021 Halloween blog train. This will be the only warning I give you. Once the vault door to the Rubber Queen's lair closes, you will not be able to leave until you complete the task at hand. The room was dark, with a shimmering of light that danced across rubber-coated walls. From the moment he stepped inside, everything from floor to ceiling was covered in slick, black latex. He could hear the familiar sound of squeaking rubber against rubber, like a room full of balloons in the latex-encased room. And then he heard a shifting of latex rubbing and squeaking behind him, turning to see what or who it was. He saw her, the Rubber Queen. She stood well over 6 feet tall, her face encased in a smooth black plastic shell that shimmered in the darkness. His mouth dropped open, eyes scanning her curvy frame. Her body was covered in skin-tight black latex that clung to every curve and crevice, almost as if it had been poured on her body. Every detail of her breasts, the rise and fall of her chest, causing the light to shift across her hardened nipples, perfectly outlined, as was her sex. Obscenely, the latex clung to her form. She spoke, and he was shaken from his gawking. Welcome. I trust you had a comfortable journey here, and you understand that you can only leave here if you pass the test of the latex room. He squinted at her, trying to see if he could make out a face of the woman speaking to him, but all he could see was his reflection in the black latex shell. His heart raced. He had just narrowly gotten through all the other rooms and nearly missed the train coming here. Hanging on her every word, he waited. The rules of the game are simple. All you have to do is walk down this hall. The Rubber Queen waved her hand in front of her, and he turned, and for the first time noticed the long rubber hallway shimmering in the light. There were lights overhead and on each side, what looked like display windows. But from where he was standing, it was slightly foggy, and he could not tell what was inside them. The Ebony Femdom Rubber Queen continued. Make it all the way to the end without looking to the left or to the right. Keep your eyes straight ahead. The walls are lined with windows, each leading to a different latex room. Keep your eyes straight ahead and do not look back and do not look at what's behind the glass. If you can make it to to the end of the hall, without peeking, you win the game. But if you don't... Even though he could not see her face, he sensed a smile playing on her lips. The lips he couldn't see. Looking down, he noticed how full and inviting her latex-covered pussy was, and felt a familiar tingle in his groin. Struggling to collect himself, he cleared his throat. "What happens if I look inside the rooms?" Her head turned to the left as if looking at something in the corner of the room that he could not see, and then turned back to face him. "If you look and do not make it to the end of the hallway, you will discover exactly what happens to those who remain in service to the Rubber Queen." She paused, lifting her hands above her head and stretching lewdly in front of him. Her latex form shimmered in the darkness, and she let out a moan as she stretched. And then she said, "Everything has a price." A flashbulb went off in the room, the flash momentarily blinding him. He recovered his vision to find he was alone. He walked back to retrace his steps to the vault door, but all he found was smooth, slippery latex where the door had once been. His blood ran cold, a chill up his spine. He realized it was time. He shook it off, thinking aloud, "This is easy. I just have to walk down the hall without looking. I can do that." Turning to face the hallway, he took a step forward, only to feel the floor beneath him give way, finding that that rubbery floor beneath him was trudgingly soft, the soles of his boots sinking into the rubber with every step. His steps squeaked as he slowly moved toward the hallway. He realized how foolish he had been to think walking down the hall would be easy. His steps purposely, painstakingly slow. He was forced to focus into the fog and keep his eyes straight ahead. Entering the hallway, he noticed the sounds, not just of squeaking rubber, but obscene sounds and moaning. Keeping his eyes focused, he could both hear and see from his peripheral vision something writhing and mewling to his left, and then the sound of a woman's voice begging, "Oh, please give me more, please more. I need more. Ooh." His heart jumped as he crept forward, mumbling to himself, "Come on, I can do this. Just don't look at them." The second set of rooms, illuminated in red haze, the sounds of someone in the throes of ecstasy, screaming as they got close to climax, and then sobbing as they were denied. "No, please, please, let me come for you. I want to come." The voice cut off by a cacophony of squeaks and ripples. A muffled voice struggling. Whoever it was sounded like they were gagged and trying to get out of their latex confines. The sounds of moaning, whimpering, and begging had become more and more arousing to him. Something in him wanted to give in. He knew if he failed and gave in to temptation, he wasn't getting out of this rubber room. He heard the sound of a whirring vacuum seal and more muffled orgasmic moans. "Join us," he heard a voice amidst the lewd sounds of latex. "Let me touch you. Take off your clothes. It feels so good." He could hear the voice and the heat of someone's breath on his neck as they continued to try and seduce him. "Oh, one more. Please, one more. I think I can get it. Oh, please. Yes." Whatever was happening to the rubber-bound inhabitants of each room, they all seemed just as desperate for a release as he did to make it to the end of the hall. He couldn't tell how long he'd been walking or how much time had passed, and he had lost count of how many rooms he had passed. Finally, he saw an archway and what looked like a door, just a display window's length and a few feet away from him. He breathed a sigh of relief. "Maybe I can just ask her when I get out of here and she'll show me the rooms. I just need to get to this door." Another flash bulb of bright blue light illuminated the room to the right of him, and then the left. He panicked, trying to hurry and get to the door, but the rubber floor became stickier and more viscous the faster he tried to go. Their voices were louder this time, and he could tell from the corner of his eye that one of the figures to his right was wearing all black latex and appeared to be trying to mount and rub itself up against something in the center of the room. The female voice panted and grunted. "Help me. Help me, please. Please give me more. Give me more." A high-pitched gasp to his left. The other figure seemed to be in the throes of ecstasy. Suddenly, without warning, the rubber floor began to harden. And finally, being able to find his footing, he lurched forward just a little too quickly, losing his balance and falling on his side. Clamoring to get back to his feet and laying facing the right side of the hall, he made the biggest mistake. He made the mistake of looking up, and that was all it took. He saw her, finally. Another curvy, lewd latex figure. No mask covering her facial features this time. He could make out a mouth, eye sockets, nose. Latex clung to her face. She was bound by a ridged pillar in the center of the room and was grinding herself against it, desperately trying to gain enough friction in just the right spot. But the layer of latex against her aroused pussy lips and erect nipples, and the fact that she was bound to the rubber pillar made it difficult. Watching in awe, the task of reaching the door forgotten, he heard another voice behind him, laughing. He realized what just happened and struggled to get to his feet, turning toward the door and finding the archway and the door replaced with nothing but rubber. Then he looked down after feeling something slithering up his index finger, his horrified face seeing a thread of liquid latex working its way up his finger to his hand. Turning to look back down the hall, the rubber on the walls, floors, and ceiling began to ripple rivulets of some unseen force in the black ooze, winding and weaving toward him. All the display windows were gone. It was just him in a rubber hallway that was growing smaller around him. He shook his hand, trying to get the rubber off, but it was sealed to his body and becoming one with his skin. The liquid latex crept up his boots, disintegrating them. His clothing began to melt away, the latex moving over his naked body. The warmth was pleasant and arousing, and he felt himself getting hard as the latex slowly encased his body. By the time the liquid latex had reached his ears and chin, he was so horny that he almost wasn't afraid anymore. He just wanted to get off. He heard the squeaking, rippling sound of the rubber queen's return. As the latex filled his mouth, it became clear that not only was he never leaving this room, he was never going to come either. The latex would always feel so good, but his orgasm would always be just out of reach. Trick or treat. Another trick made, and now a treat for you. You want to be my rubber doll, don't you? If you do, give me a call. All you have to do is dial 1-800-601 and ask for the rubber queen, Duchess Willow. One of my favorite fetishes. Slutty rubber slaves. Now don't go away yet. Polish your rubber suit and take the Halloween blog train down to your next stop, which is Princess Andy's.